Good afternoon, ExoticsBet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Yeah, so what's your name? Adrian. Easy, man. Alright, I'll just pop you on hold. I'll just see who's trying to call you. Thanks.
Emily, how are you? Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How's your little patient going? Yeah. No. Well, because he can't breathe very well, he's got no room sort of to be able to swallow, and like his stomach is so swollen that it's all just sort of compressing on him. Yeah, his personality's still there. Yeah. Is he taking the critical care? Yeah. Okay. Just be a bit careful doing that, because we don't want to cause like a hair rupture or anything like that, because he is very careful. Yeah, it would definitely give him a bit of relief, I'm sure. Yeah. So So that it's only a very, very small amount. I think we gave you some even smaller syringes. With the medication he was dispensed yesterday, I thought that we gave you some really small syringes because I think with the tramadol he's on, it's on a very small amount. But let me just hang on, have a look. I'll just have a look at his medications. Yeah, and then the Cisapride as well. So the Cisapride, yeah. So you've got the one mil syringe. You'll just go up to the 0.1 with the lump. Yeah, just like the number one. The Tramadol. Hang on, that's the Baytrol. Where's the Tramadol? No, so the Tramadol's 0.15. So it's in between the one and the two. There's that little sort of slightly smaller line. That's what you'll go up to. It's just, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's still only a small amount, but it's a quite a high dose pain relief, that one. So that's, yeah. 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 That's right. You should be able to make it to the normal amount with that large syringe. That's all right. There's a risk that he can aspirate. It's the same as when you're syringing water into his mouth. Because there's a risk that, like, with it being too runny, that he'll inhale it instead of swallowing it. Yeah, because with the critical care, they do have to chew it before you give them more. You can't just keep syringing it in. Otherwise, yeah, he'll breathe it in. Yeah. Yeah. I can pop you on hold and ask the vet. I think there was concerns that there might be something else that's going inside, like on the inside of his intestinal tract, like a mass or something that's actually causing the blockage as well, not just a pack impaction. But I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just quickly ask about the oil. I'll be one moment. That's okay. Andrew, and thanks so much for holding. So I just checked with the vet. It's so olive oil, it's not toxic to them, but we wouldn't advise to do it because of the impaction and everything. Like, it's not really going to help things move through. Yeah. Alrighty. It could perforate his bowel though. Yeah, and that we can't fix that if that happens. It'd rupture his bowel and like his sort of gastrointestinal tract. Yes, it could. Yeah. There's not much more that sort of can be done. Potentially, but with it's just the cause of the impaction in the first place, whether it's a mass or if it's something else, like we still don't know that. So we can't advise you to sort of do that or and the massages and everything in case it is something solid and that'll rupture his bowel. Yeah. We can't see it on an X-ray. There is something that is palpable in him, but we can't, without a CT or potentially an ultrasound, or we need to do further diagnostics to be able to diagnose if that is the case. Not in his current condition. He's not fit for an anaesthetic currently. He would die under an anaesthetic. He's in too much of a critical condition now. Alrighty. No, that's okay. That's all right. And we'll see you on Thursday. But if you need to come in earlier, please just give us a ring, okay? That's all right. Take care, Adrian. Bye.